Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Anthony Minetti, who is president of Bentley Prince Street, and we're in City of Industry, California today. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Welcome to sunny Southern California. Good to see you.
I got to admit, every time I come out here, I think about you, and I think about, you know, I guess you're not missing New York, are you?
Not these days. I think I heard this morning it's been pouring rain for the last 2 days, so I'm happy to be out here in the sun.
Yeah, I'm noticing as I pull up in your building out here that you've got this huge banner outside, and you know, you're announcing to the world that drives by that you're one of the greatest places to work in L.A., and I believe you've won that 3 or 4 years in a row, isn't it right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's an honor for us to be recognized year after year as one of the best places to work in Los Angeles. It's a testimony to our people and the high levels of engagement we have here. Through the toughest of economic times, if you look at 09, 10, here in 11, I mean, clearly we're still grinding it out here in California, but our people are motivated, they're highly engaged, and we're recognized as one of the good companies to work for out here.
And you're actually a manufacturer, and you're up against, I think, Wells Fargo's, bank, service industries. I mean, keeping people happy who are actually having to manufacture something, that says a lot.
Well, as you know, we have an aged workforce in the manufacturing side, so we're out there trying to motivate and build to the future where we can get our next generation of associates who want to be in manufacturing, especially here in California. So we do circle back to our associates on a regular basis around wellness, around organizational development, and we think the things that we do in that area are allowing us to, one, have great associate retention, and clearly being recognized not only in our state here, but also in L.A. as one of the best companies to work for.
We don't get to sit down very often. I know I saw you at the StarNet meeting, but we were headed two different directions. Tell me how your business is doing. I mean, we've all seen this recession. We've been through it together, and we're hearing that there's, you know, a little bit of light on the other side. Talk about how your business is doing.
Like I said, it's still a grind out there, but clearly I see every quarter getting a little better. Our first quarter was fairly strong. It was stronger than last year's first quarter for Bentley Prince Street, and I think the opportunity for us is there's still a lot of pent-up demand out there where people weren't buying. We see a lot of our corporate business coming back, especially in the financial and law firms business side of our business, and I think that's all good opportunities for us to capitalize on some customers who may have been waiting for a while and now are finally spending again. So looking at our first quarter, it's again going in a positive direction. Fourth quarter was a good one for us in 2010, and we hope that the trend continues. I mean, our challenges are, without a question, is the rising raw material cost. I mean, we're challenged with that, as is our competition, but we are trying to ward off any price increases. We've just announced another, but it is one of those things for us. We have to stay with the market and ensure that the product that we're putting out is not only sellable, we're able to make it profitably, and one of the ways to do that is to manage our cost, and the big one for us is to continue to look at raw material and how do we best, you know, look at waste and all the other factors in our business. But overall, it feels like it's getting a little better.
Well, I was going to ask you about that raw material. You know, you make better in goods. That's what Bentley Prince Street's known for. And as you said, I think, you know, some of your core targets for the markets you sell goods in are those lawyers and financial firms, because they're the ones that really spend the money on the flooring. And since you sell better in goods, they're usually heavier weight goods. So this raw material increase and increases that we're seeing, that's got to impact you.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, our average ounce weight in a product is much, you know, it's higher than, our average competition out there in our industry. We cater to that type of customer, you know, beyond our, you know, solution diet offering that we go into higher education and such with. But our core corporate customers, law firms, financial institutions. So when we get continued increases in our nylon cost, it definitely affects our overall cost of material and cost of goods sold. So it goes without say that the higher our face weight, the more our costs are going to be.
Well, let's talk about some things you're ramping up for. I know HD's just around the corner, and then you've got Neocon right after that. Those people that listen to a lot of these interviews know that you've just recently invested in, I think, two new tufting machines. Talk a little bit about your product development and where that's going.
Well, our team has done a great job of just really looking at different market segments. As I mentioned, you know, we feel very strongly about the healthcare, higher education, government work that we're doing. Our new equipment is allowing us to, you know, really still maximize our capabilities here as a piece dye house. As we move into more solution dye, we never want to lose focus on some of our core competencies around piece dyeing. New equipment's going to allow us to really come out with some high style designs at lower face weights that are going to be piece dyeable. So I think we'll be out at HD and at Neocon with some really great new products that are unique to Bentley's past, maybe, but clearly one that will come out with using less material in the process.
Yeah, from what I understand, this new equipment gives you the ability to vary the face weight in, I guess, a very dense pattern. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 12 gauge technology. We're you know, glad to say that we worked again with CMC to provide us this equipment. But it's going to give us some really defined patterns and ones that we're going to have a lot of flexibility to work with, both solution dyed yarns and our white piece dyed yarns.
All right. I was just talking to one of your teammates before this interview, and they were talking about your sales meeting and the fact that they're using technology. You've just rolled out iPads to all your sales force. Talk about how they're using that.
Well, you know, one of the biggest costs we have is product launches, and one of the most inefficient thing we do is launch a bunch of products and boxes in the marketplace and hope something sells. We've taken a different angle to that, and we've made a significant investment in new technologies around the iPad, and some of the first things that we're doing is really throwing out more presentations and more new product launches off of the iPads. It really gives our sales force a tool that they've never had before that is able to show our complete line to a client, select samples, order those samples immediately. Plus, it's also our sales automation system where they actually are driving their leads and work that we're doing around McGraw-Hill and such right through one simple iPad that they're carrying with them all the time. So it's exciting. We're getting great feedback on it. I think it ultimately will lower our overall cost of sampling and what we put out in the market, and it'll take us to the next level.
And it's a visual tool. I think that's probably what you saw in picking this as your new technology is that, you know, A&D, they want to see what it looks like, and the iPad is extremely flexible from a visual standpoint, isn't it?
There's no doubt. I mean, we're doing actual room scenes. We're dropping our products into their room scenes. And if somebody wants to see a particular product box, we can open the box up from our library, show a sample, and really show the true colors and how it will look in an actual product sample.
Great. Well, Anthony, it's been good to have you on the show with us. Look forward to seeing you both at the HD show and at NeoCon. We've been listening to Anthony Minetti, president of Bentley Prince Street and Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.